antigen tests made by
Blog Talk Radio.
4th to August 11th and distributed from April 13th to August 26th. Travis Scott's attorney believes there's too much finger-pointing over a deadly Southeast Texas music festival. Ed McPherson says Houston Police Chief Troy Finner made multiple conflicting statements, including who had the power to shut down Astroworld last Friday. McPherson claims Houston police stopped the festival in 2019 after it had a five-minute overrun. He wants people to stop levying blame and start investigating so it can't happen again. Eight people died and dozens more were injured when fans pushed toward the stage during the Houston rapper's performance. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Hi, I'm Lisa Downs, host of Reigniting You, the show that takes a positive, forward-looking approach to career transitions for Gen Xers and Boomers every Monday morning at 7 o'clock. Whether you're looking to stay in the workforce, do your own thing, or retire or semi-retire, Reigniting You is your source for career transition advice, inspiration, and insight for what's next in your career and life. Join me Mondays at 7 o'clock a.m. here on KKNW to get re-energized, recharged, and reignited.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk Weather. Outlook for Thursday and for this Veterans Day. More rain today. High temperatures around 58, 59 degrees. For tonight, heavier rain showers expected. We'll see some flood warnings in and around the Puget Sound area as well, so be on the lookout for that. Low temperatures dropping down to about 50. For Friday and the weekend, yep, more clouds and rain expected. High temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. Low temperatures in the low 50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seat, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. It's coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life black. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We got a great show for you today. We actually have a great 2 hours for you today. One of the things that I love, well, first let me say hello to the team. That is Jessica, Benny, and Olivia. Hello to all of you.
What up?
I'll tell you what up. Let me just tell you my obsession for the moment before I introduce my fabulous guest. I may have to go to therapy, Benny.
I'll support you.
It wouldn't be the first time that I've said that and you supported me in therapy. Thank you. It wouldn't be. I cannot get Dark Side of the Moon out of my brain. It's got to be driving. Jessica and Daniel are sitting over here in the production room, like our studio over there, and I realized how loud I was playing this on my speakers. Then I put my headset on. Then I messed up my hair, but who cares? Because it is Pink Floyd. And I'm trying to think about what it was that I'm tapping into. And I have to tell you, it's really an interesting story because it's related to Christy Whitman, the desire factor, how to embrace your materialistic nature to reclaim your full spiritual power. Now, for those of you that know anything about Pink Floyd, like not the fake band that travels around, like the band, you know what year this album came out, right? So it's interesting because it was a fascinating year for me. It was my desire mojo year. And so I was reading Christy's book, and what I was really tapping into was an energy of that. Because if you knew me then, and Benny, you've seen my pictures, right, dude?
Yeah.
You saw my, If you knew me then, and you took a look at the mugshot on my face with Sam, my table tennis coach, you would have known that, right?
Well, I was lying to you. I thought you had literally a mugshot, too, but I don't want to go there.
Anyway,
and that's maybe.
I got that redacted.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, New Jersey. Thank you, the judge in Plainfield, New Jersey. But one of the things I love about this is how we connect desire to our lives, to our vision, and then to manifestation. And one of the things I love about what Christy does is, first of all, we're going to talk about the seven universal principles about the desire factor. But here's what I love about Christy Whitman. New York Times bestselling author, transformational leader, you know, the art of having it all, you name it, everything, all of that, today's show, morning show. Well, how do you get to be her? How do you get to be in the world where you're writing about these things, right? How do you get to do that? Well, you must have something going on. And what you have going on is understanding the laws, the energy, and the principles of the universe that you say we can have it all. But what do we do in our society that holds us back? This is the question for Christy. Growing up, how many times have you all been told, don't desire? Don't even say that word. Don't say the D word. Don't say desire, because that's selfish. Oh, ouch. Christy, welcome to the show.
What a setup, Pat. It's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you, too.
Well, I was trying to think, when was the last time we talked? And I think it was probably about 15 years ago when I started my business, because I remember, yes, there was a colleague of mine that started a show with you, and when she mentioned your name, I said, oh, she's top-notch all the way. You are just an absolute legend, and I am so grateful to be with you.
You know, thank you. And, you know, look, am I out of my mind? Just help me. Outside of actually answering that question, we already know I'm from another planet, but that's, like, not what I mean. What I mean is, I don't know about men, so I can't talk to men. Benny could chime in, I guess. But women, can you imagine being, like, a seven-year-old and saying, hey, Mom, you know what I desire? Right? Christy.
Oh. I was called a pain in the ass because I had a lot. No, I'm not kidding. That was my nickname. They even shortened it because it was too long to say, so they called me Tita. I kid you not. Because I was always asking. I had a lot of desires, and I was curious, and I wanted to know. And, you know, and I was squash, you know, stop asking for so much. Stop, you know, it's like money doesn't grow on trees. You know, all the things that just tell us that you, at least me, you know, life isn't fair. Life is full of disappointments. All these wonderful, empowering things that I was told just to shut me up so I would stop asking and so I would shut down and stop desiring.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the good news for somebody like me. I got this one side of my family, like my dad's side, those people over there. They are the side of the family that you couldn't say the D word. But then I got my stepmom. And, like, when you are the stepmom that has your first child at 12 and second one at 13, you are not going to tell that young woman who married my older dad that she can't desire stuff. You're just not. So I have this interesting thing that happened to me along the way to becoming an adult. Now, what if everybody? What if everybody, Christy, what if everyone can understand what you're bringing forward and what you're giving us permission to ask for?
I think about that all the time, Pat, because we'd all be in alignment. We would all literally focus on our own energetic connection, our own ability, our own creative power to manifest what we wanted, regardless of what other people were doing. And taking responsibility of who we really are, and that everything is energy, and all energy carries a vibration, and that what you send out, your energy towers, what you send out is going to come back to you. If everybody knew that, if everybody knew that it's like we're standing in the center of a stadium and all of the seats are filled with support, light, energy, angels, guides, whatever you want to call it, right? We are so in co-creation. If everybody knew our own creative power, all the problems, literally all the problems of the world would go away.
Yeah. I love this, and I love talking to you. Let me just tell you why. You remember back in the day when I first brought you on, right?
Yes.
Like when I was first starting. We started, Benny and I have been doing this together like 18 years now, 2003, right? No one, I don't come from a media perspective, right? I studied journal. I'm not that. I had a vision, and I pulled out the little trust-busting card the other day. Hold on. We get it. I don't know if this the show was named the Dr. Pat Show, if it was still crust busting, right? But I had this card, and on the back, Jack Canfield said to me one day when he came in the studio, he said to me, can I steal what you did on the back of your card? And I looked at him, and I said, what? And on the back of the card, this is an old card. I don't even know if it's even in the camera shot. But it says, my goal is to help at least 1 million people this year bust through the crust and live life full out. See, isn't that desire?
It is absolutely desire. That is a desire factor. That's not just a little desire. That's what moves you. That's your why. That's your connection point. That's when someone comes to you and says, oh, or you get that email, or you get the phone call or the text, however the communication, or you meet someone in person, you're at a grocery store and they walk up to you and go, oh, I busted through. You know, I broke through. I had a birthing of myself. I feel, oh my gosh, life is what I make it, and I choose to make it full of surprise and delights, right? It's like when someone comes up to you and says that, that fuels you, that you know that that's your desire factor because you're fed by it. And no matter what obstacles come in the way, you work around it. Because 18 years, you don't get to a place where you are in your life having 18 years doing this and not have some different changes or contrasts or transitions. We all do.
Oh, yeah, look at my hair. actually, let me clarify that. My hair color is your hair color, but I just like it like this.
It looks great.
I mean, you can see my little dark like things come through
so
on this thing on there. I don't know why I did that. I woke up one day and I'm like, I want to try this. I don't know who I saw. I don't know if it was Pink or somebody out there. I'm looking at my hair now on Facebook, and I'm like, okay, I didn't even comb that thing today.
No, you were
But what I'm trying to say is I want you to help people today. Help me help them. What is that? Jerry Maguire.
Right?
Help me help you. Help me help people today realize that we are not our pandemic.
No.
That we are not what goes on in the world. That we can do amazing things. And one of the things that I love that you're going to bring today is in the desire factor, and I want to hear about your upcoming book. I don't know if you're allowed to even talk about that. I don't know.
That is the book. This is the baby, the desire factor.
Yeah, but I want to know what you do next.
You'll be surprised on that one.
I'm already on Christy next. I'm the one that wrote the
4.0.
I'm the one that wrote the op so much hate mail. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, okay, I don't understand the power now. I'm in the power next. Okay. But tell me this. We're on a mission.
Yes.
Everything we're doing, our technology shift, our websites, 10 channels by the end of 2022.
Amazing.
But we want to know how to help people more. See, we see a network with people like you on here, with us just telling people, having super, how can we say to folks, Christy, please, whatever you do, don't give up desire. How do you talk to people, Christy?
Well, just the fact of having a conscious conversation like this about desire, where did we learn that having desires is bad? Look at those places, and is it as, you know, you're a music lady, right? I didn't even know you were a rocker chick. I'm like, all right, Pat, that's awesome.
Totally, I'm a Harley rocker chick.
Love it.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you think about it, I was born in 1970. When I was born, there were 8 tracks and there were records, right? Remember the 8 tracks? Those were fun.
I have to tell you.
So the thinking and the logic, it's like, you know, it was a very short time ago that people thought the world was flat.
No kidding. Wait a minute. Not too long ago, we didn't have any medicine. Not too long ago.
Yeah.
We didn't have medicine. People were grinding up leaves and drinking tea. But look, there's one thing you talk about that I got to get to. I'm kicking and screaming a little bit about this, but you don't mind. Can we do a little? Linda and I call it R&R ranting and raging.
I love it.
All right. So I got a couple of publishers that want me to write my book. And they said, we don't understand. You've interviewed close to 10,000 people. What is so hard about you writing a dang book, Pat? And I'm like, I just like reading other people's books. I like reading. I like going through your book. I liked reading it. So I like reading and talking to you because I want to know this.
Yes. So what
Here
do you want
is.
To know?
Here it is.
Give it to
Here
me.
It is. Where in the history of spirituality, are you ready for this question? It's a big one. Where in anything you've ever read, anything that's ever put down in scripture, in any religion, I don't care what it is, to Moses, if you want, where in that scripture, where anywhere, did we ever say that there wasn't a direct connection between spiritual nature and material desire? No, it's not said. So how did we learn that spiritual nature and material desire are not to be done together? Where do we learn that?
Well, we learned it from the religions, and we learned it from it's the small little things, like life is full of disappointments. That thinking and believing that there is lack, right? Because we, as a human race, got to a point where in our brains, we had to get concrete with things, right? Our brains need to know things. This is a paper. This is a desk. This is a chair. Everything is very, very concrete, right? And somewhere along the line, someone said, it was long before you and I were born, there's this thing called money, for example. It's a medium of exchange, but it's an exchange of, right? And if you want more of it, now all of a sudden it's bad? I'm with you. Who was the one that decided? Because long before you and I, there was this thing that if instead of trading my cow for your chicken, we're going to have this paper stuff, these coin stuff, to be able to pay for electricity, all this kind of stuff. Who said that money was bad?
Well, I'll tell you how I got enlightened. You ready?
Yes.
Before I go to that, I want to read this from your book. Can I?
Please.
Okay. I just want everybody to know what we're talking about with DF, desire factor, DF. I gave it an acronym. I'm sorry.
No, I love it.
I just gave it
like a thing. In my company, we have it, so I was with you.
Okay. Desire. It's a powerful force that triggers a surge of heightened pleasure and purpose, sending life-giving energy rushing through every fiber of our beings. Everybody just do this, like, just take that in. See, desire isn't just pleasure, according to Christy Whitman, my very special guest, best-selling author, international, New York Times, the whole deal. Pleasure and purpose. Why'd you include both of them?
Because we are co-creating. We are not just physical. We are non-physical. There's co-creation happening. We don't have to beat our hearts, right? We receive the idea, and then we agree, do we like that idea? Does that move you? And then with that, it's very purposeful. It's very connected into where we then direct it. Because as you got a desire factor to help 1 million people, right, back then, you've had probably different iterations of that vision and that, you know, desire. It gets bigger and bigger, right?
Yeah. Well, the network I was on at the time said to me we had done that within 4 months.
That's right. So what do you do then as a vision?
And I never questioned them. You know, that's interesting that you're bringing this up now. But I want you to continue, and then we'll get back to my little story.
Yeah, so it's when you receive a desire, when you notice, I'm hungry. I desire to eat something. If you don't desire it, you're not going to get up and go eat something. It's desire that moves you.
You have to bring up the eating thing.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like three shows in a row. Okay, go ahead. But you're right
that,
about it.
But it's when we feel the, right? I love that. And we move with that. And that's what the energetic movement of it is, what the universal steps are, the steps in the desire factor that has to go in the same order. Because as energy flows with these, it's like it spirals in, it spirals out, it spirals back. And that's how we attract things into our experience, because we are vibration. It's desire, acceptance of desire, because I want to say this about desire too, acceptance of desire that flows you and that you then have a sense of purpose.
Yeah,
I'll give you a desire factor that still to this day hasn't come to fruition. I'm still joyfully expecting it someday.
Tell me, can you share it on air?
Can
it be? Okay, yeah. It's like, what do they call this? Like on the an exclusive? Go for it.
You heard it here.
I'm sorry, I don't know what got into me today, Christy. I think reading your book got me a little fired up, because I really needed to get a little spark. Go ahead.
Sorry. I love it. So when I first learned about manifestation about 25 years ago, I wrote a whole long list of all the things that I wanted to create. I still have it. And there's only two things that haven't come to fruition. And one is coming, and the other one is in the process, right? One of them is, and I have to back up, when I became an author 20 years ago, my biggest desire factor was to go on Oprah. Why? You were around that time. Why?
I got to tell you, I was right there with you.
I mean, she was it. There wasn't podcasts. There wasn't much. You wanted to be an author and you wanted to have an impact in the world, sell a lot of books. You went on Oprah. We have many colleagues and friends that did, and their businesses exploded, right? Their books got read. People got transformed. She's an impact maker, right?
Yeah.
So when I set that intention, so I wrote this book. My friends and family have read it. They all think I've lost my mind, you know. So I started speaking in spiritual bookstores and churches, and I thought, wow, I need to create bigger. I need a bigger rock to throw into the pond, right? So I thought, I want to go on Oprah. What do I have to do on get on Oprah? I literally hired a PR team. And she had a program that said how to get on Oprah. I bought it. I followed it. And all of that led me to writing my books, to getting them published, to getting on the Today Show, to going on the Hallmark Channel. You know, all of those led. Even the Oprah Winfrey Show that I intended to go on was done. And then, you know, Super Soul Sunday. So that desire morphed a bit, right? It changed as I changed. But the reason and the understanding was that it's the impact that I wanted to have, that I want, like you, more and more people to understand who they really are, what desires lead you to. Because someone could go, well, that doesn't work. You haven't been on Oprah, right? You haven't gone on Oprah.
Yeah. I get things like that a lot.
But it's the who I became in the process. If I passed tomorrow, if I transitioned tomorrow and I didn't go on Oprah, that desire factor, that form that I focus on, that we all need to purposefully, that's why you asked about that word.
I did.
I purposely focused on that. But God, who I became in the process, I have a dream life. Yes, if there's transitions and contrasts like everybody else, but it's... there's been a pandemic? Really? When did that happen? You know, I'm aware of it, but it's like it doesn't rule my life, nor has it since moment one.
Yeah, I'm with you 1,000,000% on that. Believe me, I'm in Washington State, right? It started here. We know it didn't really start here, but let's just say it did start here, right down the road, like by where Jessica lives, right? Kirkland. The home of Costco. We know, we are so acutely aware of it, but we also are in one of the most spiritual places on the planet. And, you know, we have, by the way, just saying, one of the most restrictive COVID guidelines in the United States. but you don't hear people talking about it. You don't even hear people really complaining about it here. But here's the thing. Jessica, myself, Linda, yes, we are like everybody else. We had some ups and downs and falls. You know, employing really good people, right? That has been one of the hardest things. My doctor can't even do it. But has it stopped us? Has it changed the vision? Did we decelerate our vision and our pathway? No. As a matter of fact, we felt we had to step it up. But I got to ask you this question. You wrote this great book. I love the chapters, but I'll tell you the one that I think is the hardest, because I think you hit it talking about the COVID. You notice I call it the COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like it's a pet. Sorry.
Pet rock.
You and I, because we haven't had challenges and obstacles in our lives, Christy. But isn't
yeah.
it because we learned something about them?
Absolutely. We grew from each of those
okay.
points. Listen, I've had, just let your listeners, viewers know, I mean, I've gone through a divorce myself. I had my sister that committed suicide. I've been fired from a job. I've been so in debt that I felt like I was drowning in it. I had my, you know, two-month-old son rush to the hospital and have to have open-heart surgery.
Right.
I've been through some stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, oh, look it, I live in a land where there are sunshine and rainbows and lollipops and nothing ever, contrasting ever happens. I live in the same world that everybody else does. But in my world, I choose to have a perspective that I am fully guided by the divine, that I can create my own reality, and that there
mm-hmm.
is an abundance mindset. And I focus on that. I focus on the abundance and the success and my well-being and the love. And that's what I bring in, and that's what I send out, and that's what I get back.
And I love this. Okay, before we go to break, we're going to take a short break, Christy. How do people get the book? How do they find out about you? How do they find out about the council? All of the above. Give people a lot of information, okay?
Okay, so you could go to ChristyWhitman.com. You have the DesireFactor.com. I also would recommend going to WatchYourWords.com, and we can talk about that after the break. But I'm all over social media.
It's a good one. It's a good one. Here's what we're going to do. Christy Whitman, when we're going to come back. I'm going to go through some of the things in the book. But there's a couple in here that she and I believe in that is really almost counter to a lot of the folks in the law of attraction and new thought. As a matter of fact, it's actually even counter to some of the academic people that were, like, monitoring my research. But why have I not changed a single about it? When you come back, you're going to hear what it is, and you're going to be thinking, yeah, why don't people want me to do that? All right, Christy Whitman, Dr. Pat, Benny, Olivia, Jessica, you all, 2022, it's all about you. We'll be right back.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dream. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformations.com.
Ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
And them, Benny? Us and them?
I had to.
Oh. So, okay, here's a desire. I just got to say it. Thank you, Benny. Mm-hmm. So I wrote to Pink Floyd, the band, but I wrote to a couple of the band members because they just did a HBO thing. I think it was HBO. I don't remember. And I said, may I use that song to update your video? So there's a video that goes with that song. It's powerful, super powerful video that goes with that song. But it stated, if you didn't know Pink Floyd wrote that song then and you watched that video, you could pretty much superimpose it on where we live. So I'm waiting to hear back from them. And Coldplay, I'm just saying, at least please return my email, please. Look, everybody, because it's desire. We're talking about the desire factor, right?
Absolutely. What do you desire?
Yeah, Christy, before we jump into this, one more time, how do folks get a copy of your book? How do they become part of what you're doing? Stay on top of it.
Yeah, I would go to watchyourwords.com, so watchyourwordsplural.com, and it's a free program. It's 30 days. It tells you the words and phrases that slow our energy down, why, and then what to say instead. Because whenever you are going to make any kind of change in your life, whenever you're trying to drill down all this energy and all the things that we're talking about today, like how do you practically apply it? Because that's what I want to know. That's what I was interested. I'm a human. How do I apply this? It's first watching your words, because that's the first part of our consciousness. And when you change your words and your meaning that you give to certain words, everything changes. Like words like should and this and ought to and have to, these words literally are like anchors that pull us into lack. And then that creates more thoughts, and the momentum continues with beliefs and expectations and all of those things that then create our reality.
Yeah, sorry, I'm typing because I'm getting instant access to it right now. doesn't take much for me. Look, not only do I so want to honor that you did that, but a while ago, we actually did an experiment with how the sound wave looked for words, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would be blown away if you took a look at words. Even if I say lack and I say, right, if I say lack and I say abundance, even if I say lack abundance, even in the same phrase, the sound wave looks different. Exactly. But what does that mean? Talking about energy. You're talking about life. You're talking about desire. I want to get back to your Oprah story because you and I are really similar.
the idea that we had that vision, and that vision I had like in 2001, whatever it was, it wasn't really about Oprah, was it?
No.
It was a placeholder. It's what I like to call. I like to do street smart spirituality because I'm telling you I'm from New York. I need the short path. So for me, that was a placeholder for that or something greater.
Exactly.
Right?
But our minds need to focus on something. It needs a purpose.
Yeah.
And so, because if it doesn't, then we're going to go, the mind looks at the old tapes. I don't want to create my future based on my old tapes. I want to put new visions, new visualizations. I want to see myself doing it, being it, having it, so that I have something to move towards. And that's where the joyful expectancy, and I know you want to talk about that, that comes into place.
Yeah.
It's putting those pictures in. Back when my book, that first book, 20 years ago, Oprah was the place to be. Right? It was like, that's what I thought in my mind would be the thing to create impact, to get this information in the hands of people, right? Now, it's like, I still have a desire to do that just because I think it'd be a really great conversation. But there's not all that meaning, like, I got to. My whole business, my whole livelihood, my purpose on earth is based on Oprah. It's a very different energy. Now it'd be like, I'd love to sit down and chat with her. I bet she would just, I mean, the expansiveness of the conversation.
Yeah.
And I'd, you know, like to thank her for a few things, and, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not the same as it was because the meaning has changed.
It's so interesting. And let's talk about this because this is all about juicy, joyful expectation. When I created that, I actually have a sign from Bobby Brayton that was my, what did we call him, buddy back then. We were a prosperity abundance buddy. She has since passed on. I actually have her desk, beautiful, beautiful oak desk that I sit at every day to remind me. And what was fascinating about this is about 2 years after the show, like 04 or 05, right, when it was still crust-busting, one of the listeners came on and said, I don't know, we have live call-in shows, so people call in all the time. Like, I have a live show tonight. And one of them came on and said, you know, Pat, you're the Oprah of talk radio. And my folks coined that, and they pulled that. And it wasn't until years later that the manifestation of Oprah happened to turn out to be a saying.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And I never continued to have that earning to be on Oprah. It was a fascinating thing. But can you talk to that? Because sometimes things show up. Like I've never been on Oprah. I love Oprah. I love what she's done. But my manifestation wasn't to be on Oprah. It was something else. What do we have to do to recognize when desire shows up, our juicy, joyful expectation is in front of us? What can we do to recognize it? Boy, because if we don't, we kind of miss it.
Yes, well, that's what the seven principles and the seven steps is. When you see it, when you feel something, when you get it, when you hear something, even, I'll even give you, this is great. If your best friend is going to go on a cruise with her family and you all of a sudden feel envious, or your friend gets a new car and all of a sudden you feel happy for them but envious, if there's something that you feel tugging at you because it's a calling, like you're not being big enough, or you're not, you know, living a fuller life, or you feel like you're settling in some way, that's a good indication that your desires are calling you forth. Because it's, you're noticing the contrast of what you don't want. But don't stay stuck on the contrast of what you don't want. Don't stay focused on the problem or the perception of the problem or any of that, because then that continues to be your reality. The moment you notice, I'm dissatisfied here, I'm disappointed, I'm angry, I want something different, frustrated, right? Ask yourself in that moment, what do you want? And don't answer with what you don't want. Answer with what you do want.
Oh, so powerful. Is that what you mean in the book? Let me just ask you. There are a couple of things I want to talk with you about. But does that tie into alignment and the principle of having? See, I love this principle of having things, right? Because that is something we are not talking. We talk about the principle of loving. We talk about surrender. Today, there's like this map like this mind map that I have in my brain, which takes me through to get me to the place where we stall, right? Yes. After surrender, maybe we get to surrender. But after that, how many of us actually do something, right?
Yes. And take action. But the thing is, it's that gap. You're talking about, you know, you need to get clear. We need to get clear on what we want.
Yeah.
And once we are clear on it, knowing what you want, why you want it, how you want to feel, then put yourself in alignment with that and focus on that. And understand that the joyful expectancy and this whole thing about, you know, the debate of should we expect or not, right? Our minds naturally do that. Our minds naturally think. And to tell someone that you shouldn't expect anything, right?
Yeah.
That's like saying, stop thinking. No, stop thinking right now. You can't not do it. Our minds naturally want, if we declare something that we want, we get clear, we hold a vision, there is that part of our mind that will go, we don't have it yet. It's, you know, it's kind of taking a little bit too long. Are you sure you have what it takes? You know, it's all that gets in there. So it's in the gap between declaring what you want, focusing on it, aligning with it, and then getting excited because it's not here yet, but it's coming.
Yeah. Okay. Let us take a moment and talk about the exciting thing. We got to talk about this because there is an emotional side of this that we have to talk about, right? There's an emotional side of it. And I don't care how you cut it, what you want to look at, what you want to call it, emotional intelligence. It doesn't matter to me. But there is something about it which is energetically sparked. And that energy spark will either help move things along towards you or move things along to somebody else.
You repel it or you attract it?
You repel it, that's right. And I love what you're talking about. So I want you to comment on this. Jessica and I and Linda, we sit down and we look at where we're going and we build things and we create things. And one of the things that we sat down and put in to our energy and to our frame was a certain level of crowdfunding or funding for a couple things we want to develop, really technologically great things. But what happened was, here in the past month, and a light bulb went on for us. So we actually didn't get the funding, but we got three people in our sphere of influence that are all connected to funding-type people.
Mm-hmm.
And see, if you're not awake enough to say, oh, my God, this man is going to fund the entire Green Channel? What? I mean, if you're not into seeing that because you're so myopic, because you're so myopic, you're so like, I wanted my research to get that award, then you're not going to realize you just got a different award. Tell us about how people can navigate those waters to just not be attached to something that may not show up that way, Christy.
Well, you know, we focus on it, right? And that is a certain attachment. And we want to have those pictures in our minds, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we want to think, when we're thinking about it, when we're dreaming about it, when we're, you know, we feel good. It's like you said, our emotions are such a powerful energy generator and therefore attractor. And most of us, my generation, was taught, don't cry, and Bill girls aren't angry. So we learned to shut them down, suppress them. That worked out well. Until you learned how to actually process them, right? Yeah. I was so afraid of disappointment. And even though I would focus on something, if something didn't show up in the exact same way that I thought it should, I would be so disappointed. And disappointment was like that paralyzing thing for me. When you learn that energy under all emotions, it's like a current that, you know, takes the ocean waves. Right? You don't see the current. You don't see the energy. But if you just allow yourself to feel it, it releases from you. And that's how you're then free. And then you bridge that gap. But when you notice, here's where the surrender actually comes in. When you notice yourself anxious about it, you're attached, not in a good way. When you notice that you're worrying about it, right? You're attached, not in a good way.
So all of that is coming from a perspective of lack. Look at it this way. If you look at it at lack and abundance as a spectrum, on one side of the spectrum is lack, on the other side of the spectrum is abundance. In the middle is that tipping point of satisfaction. That's where the positive, you start to tip into, right, or tip out of. So
yeah.
If you're feeling anything that is less than satisfied, you're in lack. And if you're looking at something going, oh, what is it going to, how come, you know, and there's that anxiousness, that lack, like you're aware that you don't have it, got to get into the place of what can you be satisfied with, what positive aspects, how can you feel that sense of fulfillment, what would it feel like when that happened? I actually did this in corporate America where I couldn't. At my last job, I was like, I had books I've already written. I was already speaking. I was already coaching. I was teetering on, when do I do that, right? And every day I would sit there and look at the positive aspects of my current situation.
Exactly.
List them out, making good money, and nights and weekends free, da-da-da-da-da. And then I would think about when I am my own boss, when I am a coach full-time, when everything that I do is purposeful, when, you know, I would get excited about that. And it's shifting that gap between the attachment and the excitement.
Yeah, we have become, I say we here. I have a great team of people here. I am so blessed. I can't even tell you. I mean, when I come on and do this show with you, right, and I know I got Jessica, Olivia, and Benny, right? I don't have to think about it. I may get a little gnarly lip that goes up like, you know, Billy Idol lip, you know, if I say, you know what, I'd really like a different lower third, right? I get the Billy Idol lip. Oh, my God. I'm living in the 70s. What the heck is happening today? Give me my Harley back. But even with that, we get on board. And we just hired a new person to our team, Daniel. And I want to talk to you about this for a minute because it has to do with intuition. I don't know another word for it, but intuition to me is an energy. It's also emotionally fueled. Yes, of course, it's mind fueled. It's emotionally fueled and it's spiritually fueled. I don't care. This is my version of intuition. If I don't have those three things like really jacked up, if one of them is not working right, I'm going to intuit something that is just not really what I want. But we just added Daniel to our team, and Daniel has been here for, today's his fourth day, and I gave him a major project to work on with a major client. Super video, super intense, cutting, creating. And it's a client we're going to work with. It's actually one of the folks that I said to you, what we wanted to manifest was partners that were going to be part of our vision. Jessica and Linda, not a single word to me about, do you think you should do that with somebody that's been here 2 days, because we trust each other enough to know that we trust our judgment. And somebody that's been here for 4 days and has done what he's done in 4 days, that I could walk away and have him talk to the client and never think about, is he doing it right or what he's doing? See, we had a desire for that person. I don't know if it was him, but we held the space for that. Sometimes we have to trust our intuition. Where does trust intuition fit in to desire?
It's everything. First of all, it's having an understanding that beyond trust is faith, right?
Oh my God, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's there's hope, there's trust, and then there's faith, right?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And faith is just, it's unwavering. Well, we can't go get any more faith. we have all the faith we need, but are we putting our faith in what we don't want, or are we putting our faith in what we do want? And when we start to shift our faith and know that, it's like, do you have faith that the one that's breathing you, that wakes you up every morning, wants the best for you, that is available to you, that is, you know, that is literally energy that's breathing you, that you can call in at any moment and understand and feel the presence of it, because you feel the joy, you feel the desire, you feel the passion, or all of that. And understanding that is our first absolute superpower as human beings, to understand how to master our own faith. And the council or a channel, they call the faith portal, which is usually, you know, what people call the third eye or the intuition center, that opens up other portals. Because once you are fully in faith and you're focused, and we're not talking about religious faith kind of thing. We're talking about just energetic faith.
That, yeah.
You know, what you desire is available.
Strength of conviction. It's a strength of conviction, right? It's more than like a little belief. Like, I have a belief that, no.
It's
what
a knowing.
What is your conviction odometer say?
Exactly. And when you know that you are loved and supported, and that, you know, all things are well and things are working out for you, and that is literally what you have faith in, then there's what happens next is you get a strength about you. And that strength, which the portals at the lower back, that it's like a teeter-totter between, when you just said that conviction, do you feel strong in saying that? When you have faith, it kicks in your strength. And that ability.
I go nowhere with, believe me, when I'm off my game, I don't know how to refer to my life. When I'm off my game, that's the only way I play table tennis as a sport. When I'm off that game, or when off my life game, man, everybody around me sees it.
Okay.
And then I got to listen to Pink Floyd. It doesn't matter. But see, when we put all your principles together, right, this is what I love. And for those of you just tuning in, let me make sure you've got this, right? We're talking today the desire factor, how to embrace your materialistic nature to reclaim your full spiritual power. I love that you put that in the title. I am so glad they didn't take that out. Christy Whitman. So for those of you out there, before I forget, because we get rolling, you can find information on how to get this book. Let's make sure they have all the websites we previously mentioned, if you don't mind, Christy.
No, so you can go to thedesirefactor.com, ChristyWhitman.com, and then the other website I mentioned was watchyourwords.com.
Yeah. Look, let's put it all together in the last couple of minutes we got left. Now, we didn't talk about all of them, but we talked about enough of them that people, when they get the book, they'll be able to figure this out. But I would love to hear from you one of my favorite terms. There's an end game here. Tell us what you're envisioning as the end game for people that read this book or work with you.
It's a birthing. This book is like a midwife to light. It really is a birthing, because when you start to understand in such a simplistic and yet organized and step-by-step formula for how do you take a desire, something that even you're longing for, right, or that you're feeling the lack of, how do you take it from that to a place of alignment to then being in the fruition of it, to have the forms, but then to go even deeper and understand that it's not about the forms, it's about the energy underneath, and that energy is available to us right here, right now. So when you can understand how to be an energy master your whole entire life, and that's what the desire factor is about.
You know, Christy, it's always an honor. It's always an honor, and it's always a privilege to at least speak with you and see you. We have to do this more often.
Agreed.
You know, one of the things I think I've learned, and maybe you've learned it, of course, is that if nothing else, we are here to support each other, and it's such an honor to be able to support you today. I want to thank you for an unwavering body of work, not compromising on the strength of your conviction, and for not giving up on humanity, because, see, that's really what next year is about for us. I wasn't joking. That is our theme. It's all about you in 2022, and we're going to do some things to really support people. Today, I want to thank you, and I want to ask you what your personal message is. I would love to know what you'd like to leave us with today, and thank you.
It is our thank you. It's a privilege and an honor to be a light worker with you at this time on the planet, so thank you. And we are divinely designed. I mean, like we are blueprinted, every human being, to have eyes, nose, a mouth. We don't have wings. We don't have beaks. Everything is blueprinted. It is diagrammed out, if you will. It is in our spiritual DNA to be abundant, to be successful, to be in well-being, and to love, to feel love, to be loved, to love. And when we understand how to bring in that energy of love and how to express that out, life becomes very different. Mm-hmm. And we're all blueprinted for that, created in that. It doesn't exist if you don't let it, right? If you don't believe in it. Lack can exist if you believe in abundance. Failure is really not an option when you are only vibrating in success. You look at things, even though if you stumble and fall, that you get back up because there's success that's expected, and that is your birthright.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, I got two new knees. I'm not falling as much anymore. Christy, thank you so much for everything you're doing, and thank you for joining us. I do hope you'll come back. I want to talk to you about what you've created and Watch Your Words. I hope you'll come back so we can just do a show on that.
I'd love to.
And I'll make sure Linda reaches out to you, okay, and gets it scheduled, especially as we go into the new year, right? Thank you. I want to say to everybody, thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. You are the best audience on the planet. Y'all are. It's all about you. And stay tuned. We got another show coming up right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KMUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you, and Veterans Day. Thanks to all who have served and are currently still serving. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the sound. Still a little bit slowing on 405 northbound just after the 167 interchange through the Kennedale Hill area. It will break free after the I-90. Enjoy the rest of your day. And stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour, yes, of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time it's Live the Good Life radio show with your host Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self. The power of choice. Stay tuned. NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. President Biden is honoring American veterans today at Arlington National Cemetery.
We pay homage to the unrelenting bravery and dedication that distinguished all those who have earned the title of American veteran.
He called them the spine and soul of America. He said the U.S. is forever grateful. Biden insisted the U.S. has a sacred obligation to care for veterans and their families. He labeled it a lifetime commitment that never expires. The president also placed a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. The suspect in a Southeast Texas police chase is dead. Houston police say the person was killed late this morning in a shootout with officers near the Greens Point Mall. An innocent bystander is hospitalized after being hit by a stray bullet. It all started when Harris County Precinct 4 deputy constables attempted to capture someone they say fired at a police station earlier this week. The suspect drove off, leading police from Pasadena into downtown Houston and out to the mall where the shootout happened. Travis Scott's attorney is calling for an investigation into the deadly Southeast Texas Music Festival. 8 people died and dozens more were injured when fans pushed toward the stage during the Houston rapper's performance. Ed McPherson wants people to stop levying blame and start investigating so it can't happen again.
Airline passengers are being fined $225,000 for unruly behavior. The Federal Aviation Commission announced the penalties in a report detailing 10 new cases where customers were violent towards other passengers and crew. The cases included passengers shoving flight attendants, refusing to wear face masks, and using expletives. In 2021, the FAA has documented over 5,000 cases of unruly behavior. While numbers have dropped since the launch of January's Zero Tolerance campaign, the FAA says the rate remains too high. Lawyers representing former Las Vegas Raider Henry Ruggs III are laying some of the blame on first responders. They claim firefighters took their time putting out the fire that engulfed the crash victim's SUV. A Clark County spokesman says there were no delays in responding to or fighting the fire. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Donico Pet Clinic provides comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, Donico Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum.
Hi, this is Marty. Please help Team Donico make a difference in the lives of pets and their people. Volunteer or donate today. Donico Pet Clinic. Log on to donico.org. That's DoneyCoe.org.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to uncover, develop, and celebrate the greatest you can be. Welcome to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Sabrina is a holistic health and wellness advocate, consultant, encourager, and therapist, here to help you dive into self-care so you can be your own greatest advocate. Could you use a little direction? Sabrina takes a holistic, multifaceted approach. No part of your well-being is left behind. We all want to feel healthy, happy, and whole. So let's get to it. The Live the Good Life Show starts now.
My name is Sabrina Wright, and we're here at Live the Good Life Show. I have a question for you. Are you finally ready, really finally ready, to release any negativity in your thinking? Do you have negativity in your limiting beliefs, and are these both holding you hostage in your own thoughts? Well, today I am very excited, honored, and privileged, and just tickled to be able to introduce to you a gentleman who's made a profound change and difference in my life personally, and he has helped me to let go and move on from negativity in my thoughts and some of my limiting beliefs. Our guest today, let me just tell you a little bit about this gentleman. Our guest today is a behavioral economist, and he has an emphasis in maximizing leadership performance and development. He's worked as a consultant with executives, independent business owners, and anyone who has sought to maximize their results within not only their businesses, but in their lives. As an entrepreneur, he's been a part of multiple startups, helping most of those teams accomplish over $100 million in revenue annually. As a consultant, he's helped turn around some of the nation's largest companies with his strategies in employee and consumer behavior. Yet, he has the greatest joy in helping develop executives and individuals reach their full potential in both their professional and personal life. He has an undergraduate degree in behavioral science. His master's is in business administration with an emphasis in behavior and economics. Trained in neuromarketing, body language, face reading, conscious language, micro expressions, integration, and negotiation. All of this in an effort to help people connect with their authentic desires and direction. And again, it is my great pleasure and honor to introduce my guest today, Ryan Daly. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Sabrina. Wow, what an awesome introduction. I should hire you to do that all the time. That is beautiful. Thank you.
I just treasure you so much. We met, 3 years ago?
Yes, I would say 3 years ago, yeah.
3 years ago. And each time we come together and each time we talk, I walk away with golden nuggets that are so graciously presented so that I can take a look at what we're going to talk about today, negativity in our thoughts and limiting beliefs. And we really don't realize that. And so I'm excited that we're just going to be able to talk about it today for our listeners. We're going to talk about our conscious and unconscious actions and where they come from, right?
Right.
And so how do we learn about those? Where does that start, Ryan?
Yeah, so that's a great question because we are Carl Jung, which was a psychologist early in the 20th century, made a really profound statement. He said that until we make the unconscious conscious, we're doomed to be ruled by it. And it's really profound in the sense that as we go through our daily actions and the activities that we take and the choices that we make, most of the actions we take seem to be unconscious. They seem to be habitual. They seem to be driven by frameworks that are developed early in our life. And so if we're a subject or an agent that develops from the consequences of our actions, and most of our actions are unconscious,
mm-hmm.
how do we access our unconscious actions, behaviors, and thoughts and change those into the right direction? So that's really powerful. We talk about, as you said, we talk about changing limiting belief systems and things, frameworks in our mind that structure us to move in a particular way. But if there are belief systems and they're in our brain, how do we change the way we think, right? That's
Where do we start?
There's no paradigm saying like, hey, I've got this foundation of a building. How do I even change it, right? How do I go underground that I can't even see and change the way I think so I can change the way I act? But the beauty of it is as we talk about it today, it'll be so simple that it'll be a little scary how simple it is.
Okay.
It'll be so profound to how it impacts all of our actions and behaviors that is just as easily as we find ourselves sabotaging parts of our lives unconsciously, we'll find ourselves making parts of our life unconsciously. We'll find them growing in grace and ease rather than the struggle and effort. And it's really a profound experience to have. So I guess to start, we would start to just identify the problem and say, Sabrina, as someone who interacts with a lot of people, have you ever seen someone sabotage their relationship or their career?
Oh, yes, definitely. And
yeah.
I kind of did it myself. So, yes, absolutely.
I know. That's one of those things that are common. Either it's our friends or family, we see them go through life and experience some real struggles. And they sit across from you after they just got fired and they say, I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And as a good friend, you pat them on the back and say, I know, it's crazy, right? I don't know what happened either. But as an outside observer, you know exactly what happened. You saw all the actions they took to lead to that outcome, and you kind of dismiss them as not being honest with themselves. But the truth is, they genuinely don't know. Have you ever seen that before?
I have, and you're right. Genuinely, they do not recognize it.
Right. They did actions that produced a very real negative result in their life. But they did it unconsciously. They were not aware either of the consequences or that they were even taking the actions. And as an outside participant, we are blown away. We think that is like, how did you not know that yelling at your boss was going to get you in trouble?
Right.
But it happened. And the scary part of that, Sabrina, is you and I and your listeners are the same people. Things happen in our lives, and we look and we're like, that's not fair. How did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
And what we don't realize is people on the outside are looking on the inside and saying, I know exactly how that happened. You did this and this and this and this, and you just had no idea how that happened. So that is the power of all these unconscious actions that drive where we're going and drive our actions and our outcomes. And the power is in being able to change those and how we do that.
Is there like a cue or a clue that occurs in normal everyday life in a situation where we can see or recognize the catalyst or the trigger, if you will, that's going to get us?
Right. So one of the things that I would recommend, and we'll get into this in a few minutes, is how we change our thoughts. But one way to recognize when our unconscious actions are steering us in a negative direction is really just the outcomes. Just did what happened just now or in this circumstance, was this my highest choice? Was this what is this my optimal outcome for this situation? And if the answer is no, then you can tell that actions were taken to get you there that sabotaged that outcome. And I'm sure we'll talk shortly about how to make those choices a reality.
You're right. So, Ryan, we're going to go for a break, and when we come back, let's answer the question, where do we get started?
All right.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein's Hosts of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light Show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, yourpotential.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Live the Good Life Show, and I'm your host, Sabrina Wright. And I just want to give you a little bit of information so that if you want to reach out and you want to continue to have this conversation, you can reach me at my website, therightwrightbalance.com, or on my public figure page on Facebook, Sabrina A. Wright, or you can shoot me a text at 360-624-1585. And I want to encourage you to take advantage of the clarity call that I'm offering, 60 minutes, and it's free, and we're going to talk about you and what you need some clarity and help on. Back to my guest and this really exciting topic. So, Ryan, where does and how does our brain impact our actions?
Yeah.
What's going on with the brain?
Yeah, so that's absolutely, understanding that helps us apply everything we're about to talk about. So to oversimplify it, but I think to do it justice, we have two parts of our brain. We've got the frontal lobe, which is where we have all this abstract thought. This is the thought that you relate to as your brain. This is where we think about right, wrong, truth, justice. And it's this little padded cell of thought. We get to think about creative things, have imagination, hopes, and dreams. We get to have preferences and dislikes and all in this padded cell and create this little thought process of who we are and who we choose to be. And then the rest of the brain. So the other 80 to 85% is just this mass of neurons that's entirely unconscious. We're not aware that it's aware, right? It's an unaware, self-aware thing. And what happens is that beats our heart and it moves our lungs and it helps us execute our habits. We can move activity into that. And 90 to 95%, maybe more, is driven by that unconscious part of the brain. And there's no abstract thought. It doesn't comprehend. It doesn't think. It just moves. Entirely literal. It just acts. So it's all action. It is action. Where the frontal lobe is thought.
Okay.
What's fascinating is nothing that we think of impacts anything behind.
How is that happening? That's bizarre, almost. That's
crazy interesting, right? Nothing that we're thinking of, but it's designed that way, and it's like a safety cell there, because here we get to make choices, and then we get to make actions and take choices from these thoughts in this little padded cell. We get to filter those thoughts, right? Mm-hmm. And we kind of get to play with those thoughts and then filter them out into the world. But without that padded cell, we would think something like, oh, I wonder what it's like to push her out of the car, and we would just push her out, right? That padded cell keeps, it's very good. Like, we're going to talk about how to get around the padded cell with choices, but it protects us from doing things unconsciously, because when that unconscious portion of the brain picks up, it just acts and it just behaves, right?
Mm-hmm.
It does those things. And so what happens is we can think good thoughts all day long, but thinking doesn't change sometimes the way the back of our head's wired.
Sure.
But the things that do impact this portion through all of the scans that you can do and the CT scan is your physical senses. It's fascinating.
Wow.
Physical reality impacts the rest of your brain. So when I touch something, neurons flare. When I see something, I can get a memory back. When I smell something, I can all of a sudden, like, I remember, oh, I smell the bacon, and I remember something, right? It's the aroma. It's the sight. It's the taste. These things impact all of this unconscious neuron. And so what happens is the things that we impact our senses with impact and drive actually 90% of our behavior.
Ooh.
It's so
cool.
But 90% of our behavior. So
So there was a philosopher, it's cited as the unknown philosopher. He said, nothing touches the soul but leaves its impress. And thus, little by little, we are fashioned into the image of all that we have seen, heard, known, and meditated. And therefore, if we learn to live with all that is the fairest and the purest and the best, the love of it all, in the very end, will become our lives.
Oh, I love that.
And so the things that we surround ourselves with become the inputs to this 90% of the brain who just acts. That's all it does. And so, as the philosopher says, if we surround ourselves with good stuff, then we have good action. So let me give you an example. Do you mind if I tell a story about my wife?
And I, see, as long as she doesn't mind.
Oh, she always moves a little bit. So, and I, Sabrina, this is what started me on this process. I was early in my undergraduate studying behavioral science, and we had just left the personality theory class, and I had learned about vision boards and things like that. And as an academic at the time, I'm like, that's interesting. And then very weak, my wife came back from therapy because I'm a wonderful husband, so she definitely needed to see someone. She came back and she said, hey, my therapist recommended that I do dream boards. And have you ever downloaded this before, Sabrina?
I have. They're powerful.
They're powerful.
And they are. You don't realize it.
That's right. And so what I said as a wonderful academic, typical in that fashion, is, well, I know all about those. You go ahead and do that yourself. See how I distanced myself from actual action there? I said, I know. You go do. And she said, no problem. So she went and she made a vision board and everything on it that she wanted. And it was this awful neon orange board. It just was so bright. She put it in front of the bathroom in her bedroom. It didn't match anything, which was fine. And then I, on the other hand, did my goals in my laptop because I'm smart. I'm going to do them in a laptop. And I wrote my goals in a laptop, and I closed the laptop and threw it away. And then a year later, I decided to update my goals. It was New Year's, and I called up my goals from last year, and I noticed I didn't do any of them. I had none of my goals done. I was a goal-oriented person. I accomplished nothing. But then I looked up at the board and realized that I had walked past this vision board every day, and I could memorize everything on there, and we had accomplished every single thing on that board.
Oh, my gosh.
And I realized my wife has found a way to manipulate me.
Not intentionally.
Well, maybe.
But I mean, that's powerful. Everything. On the board.
And for me, my question was I trying? No. It happened. I took actions and steps to make that happen. I saved up a little for the trip. Started planning when the new car would be there. But it seemed like grace and ease. I took actions. I had all these. This visual stimulus that I saw was impacting, later I would learn, right, was impacting my unconscious brain that said, we can do that, and just started to drive me in my micro actions in that direction. It was almost as if instead of having headwinds against what I was trying to accomplish, they became tailwinds. All my unconscious actions were rudering me into that direction.
Wow.
It was profound.
Yes.
And so the way that we can impact our thoughts, as well as the thoughts that we don't know we're having, the ones that are holding us back, the ones where we say, we think in our padded cell, I really would like to achieve that, but every time we push, we don't seem to be getting there because we have most of our actions fighting against us, is impacting our senses. And the most controllable sense that we have is our hearing.
Oh,
because we get to say words and then hear them, and then when we see them, the brain says, "Oh, I can do that," as long as we say it right.
Okay.
We need to make sure that we're using the right words. because we are literal. So what are some of the things, Sabrina, that you experience when you choose to have something in your life? What do you say? How do you interact? How do your friends and your colleagues talk about the items that they'd like to have in their lives?
Well, that's interesting that you ask the question, what do my friends say they would like to have, and you ask me what I choose to have.
Right.
So working with you, I've learned that. For our listeners, though, can you explain the difference between the term what I'd like to have and the statement what I choose to have? How is it that the choose is better than like?
Yes, that's right. Okay. So what I'll do, why don't we do this? I'm going to explain the way you hear things, and then we can talk a minute about what we swap out. So your unconscious brain is literal, which means it will be 100% literal to what you say. And unfortunately, the English language is babble. It's all confusion. So we say things that we don't actually mean. Say things that take abstract thought to process your frontal lobe. So you don't understand sarcasm in the back of our brain, and it's all literal. So when we say things like, I want something, what we hear ourselves say is, I desire something without fulfillment. And then 90% of our brain says, I can desire something without fulfillment. And then it drives all of our unconscious actions into desiring something without fulfillment. I want a fulfilling relationship. I can make sure you always want a fulfilling relationship. You never will accomplish it, but you always want it.
Wow.
Drives all these things. We get this, I want money, I want satisfaction, happiness, contentment, I want a fulfilling relationship, I want success in my career. And it seems like every step we take, we get pushed back 2 steps because we're sabotaging ourselves and our actions are putting a headwind against what we are. So the trick is then learning a few things that we can do to swap out our words, align our actions with our choices.
Oh, my goodness, Ryan. That is mind-blowing, literally. Literally mind-blowing. And unfortunately, we have to go to a break right now. So when we come back, how do we choose, right? How do we choose the words, right? How do we choose the right words to turn our switch on in our brain so that we are having fulfilling desires, relationships, successful businesses? So when we come back, tips from Ryan on how do we flip that switch in our brain.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to Live the Good Life Show, and I'm here with Ryan Daly, and we're talking about releasing those negative thoughts and the negativity that's created your limiting beliefs and how to break through all of that. So, Ryan, before the break, you were telling us about the brain and the words that we say and what our ears hear to activate.
That's right. So for all of your listeners, and I just know that there are listeners out there who are hearing the idea that I can say things and change my actions, the way my brain works. And they might be a little skeptical of that, and they may be a little like, well, that sounds too easy to be true, and they may be a little off-putish, but I challenge one exercise I'd like everyone to do at some point. I'll just describe it, and they can go and do it and experience it themselves. I would like them to sit in a room quietly and close their eyes pay attention to how they feel, and then to repeat three times the words, their money. So they'd say, their money.
Their money, okay.
Their money. And then say the words out loud, my money, and my money. And by doing that, they're going to notice, and it's kind of obvious, everyone knows what's going to happen, they're going to feel better when they say my money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so I'm saying, what does that matter? What does that have to do with anything? But feelings don't come from nothing. Feelings are chemical responses. And what happened was, it's a real easy example of something that I say, that I heard, that my unconscious brain dropped a small amount of dopamine into my system to make me feel better. Mm-hmm. I was able to say something to change an unconscious biological response that's very physical, and I created a real result in my life. I couldn't think it, but I could say it and make it happen. See, we can't think dopamine to come out because of that padded cell. If we did, we'd walk around all day just in ecstasy, dropping dopamine at a whim, right? But we can say things to impact it. It has to be the right things. And so the one thing when we teach, this is called conscious language. It means we're very conscious about what we say and what we hear and how we respond to it. So that our unconscious actions can drive to our outcomes. There's a whole science behind this, and I'll credit Robert Tennyson Stevens. He's done a lot of work on this, and you can go into a lot of places. But for me, as a teacher, I teach the things with the biggest return of investment, mm-hmm. right? The things that have the biggest jump. And so I only anchor it to three or four things that make huge life-changing impacts in people's lives. And the first one that I would love your listeners to fully understand is that word want. We change the word want in our nomenclature to choose. I don't want money, I choose money. I don't want a fulfilling relationship, I choose a fulfilling relationship. I don't want a diet soda, I choose a diet soda. And that's what happens. We choose those things. And if there are choices, then we use that word. And when our brain hears choose instead of want, it says, I can do that. That's what we choose. We can do that. And it's the smallest thing to sit and to make a list of our highest choices and then to just say it out loud. I choose this, I choose this, I choose this. To put it visually somewhere in our lives, either on a dream board so our physical sense, our visual senses can see it. I have clients who write them on the mirror.
Okay.
An Expo marker, they'll write them. So every time they get ready or they shave and they put on the makeup, they see their outcome. I choose, and they write their choices. And it's fascinating to watch them, even in the peripheral of your life, being seen every day, saying them on a regular basis, how easy it is to suddenly start to achieve those things. Suddenly, we start to see shifts in our lives. That we said, I mean, I know I'm performing actions that drive those choices, but now it seems easier. Now it seems I'm having lucky moments pop up. Right? And it's Thomas Jefferson who said, I have found that the person who works the hardest has the greatest luck. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You have those moments when people come to you and they're like, you're so lucky. And you're like, well, I'm not lucky. I'm just aligned. Taking my unconscious actions and align them with my highest choices. And I don't sabotage myself with my words. And so the one thing that I would counsel all of your listeners is immediately remove the word want from your vocabulary and change it with choose. And it takes some exercise, and it sounds funny sometimes, but it works. It works so well.
You're right. It does take some work to make that change. And for me, I had to put that list on the bathroom mirror, and I had to stop doing whatever I was doing and getting ready for the morning, brushing my teeth, whatever, washing my face at night, But I would stop and I read out loud every single thing that I am choosing in my life. And I can't even say that, you know, it took a week and it was like, oh, yeah, I know what this is. For everybody, it's going to be different. Some people could do it, like if you say it 10 times a day for 10 days in a row, it's going to automatically come. But you're right. Put it where you can see it. List it all out. That's brilliant. That was a great exercise that you gave me personally.
There's one thing I'll add to that, Sabrina. There was a philosopher a couple centuries BC that said, we're agents unto ourselves to act and not to be acted upon. And which really translates into we're individuals to choose and not to be acted upon, right? We have this sense of choice and agency that no other animal on the entire planet has.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is instinctual. We have the ability to choose, and instead, common society allows us to just be acted upon by others' choices, right? And so we're empowered with the ability to choose. It's powerful.
You also talk about changing or replacing goals, the term goals, and moving toward goals.
Yes, the second thing that I removed is the word goals, because it's the next easiest one, and we don't have goals, because goals are things we hope happen. We have outcomes. Our outcome is this. This is what's going to happen. This is the outcome we're driving towards. And even in my professional life, I set up meetings. I never start the meeting with, hey, the goal of this meeting is to resolve. No, the outcome of this meeting is this. And what's fascinating is your brain works in a very deliberate way that when you say outcome, your next thoughts are very different. They're very, very different. In fact, when you say my outcome is this, the next thoughts that you have are actually driving you towards that outcome. It's fascinating.
Ooh.
Everyone else's brain works the same way. So when I'm in a room full of people and I say, the outcome of this session is that we have a solution for this, everyone else starts thinking in a very deliberate way of driving towards that outcome rather than hoping that the outcome happens, that it just magically appears. And so when we drive our professionals, In very deliberate ways, I remove goals and go right to outcomes. And it's amazing how to watch teams and families. Mm-hmm. Our outcome in this family is this. We get very intentional about the words we choose and how suddenly everyone aligns right into that outcome and they start to drive it. It's just absolutely fulfilling. So we remove want and we replace it with choose. And we have our outcome. So my dream board is actually my outcome board. I write outcome, and then I fill out my choices on my outcome board. And I replace that about every 6 months. And it's not because, I'll be honest, it's not because I time that out. It's because most of them get accomplished in 6 months. I'll set outcomes that I think will take 2 years, and they go fast.
Oh,
it's fascinating.
Oh, now, so for your board, is it mostly words or is it words and pictures?
Mostly words for me, but a lot of people are picture-oriented, so they do pictures. I have a whiteboard, and I have my outcomes off to the corner of it, and they're in front of my face. In fact, it's right across the room there, and I see it every day. Whether I study it or not, it's in my peripheral every day.
Perfect. Wow, those are so actionable and simple. Now, there's a difference between simple and easy. And sometimes when I'm talking to people, I have to explain that.
That's right.
So that we all start at a common place. These are simple actions to take that will give you big, impactful results.
Surprisingly impactful results.
Mm-hmm.
Deceptively impactful because they're small inputs.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Ryan, this is just fantastic. We're going to have to go on a break one more time. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you for a positive thought that everyone can think on and move through the obstacles that are preventing them from taking action.
Love it.
That build on top of these two simple word changes. So when we come back after this break.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Green Beer Hill. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Karine and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit KarineBeerHill.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. And yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things are calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4233.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Live the Good Life Show, and I'm your host, Sabrina Wright. If you want to continue this conversation, if you want to find out more on how you can choose to change your life from that of inactivity to major activity, reach out and let's connect. Let's start a clarity call, 60-minute free clarity call, and you can register for that on my website, TheWright, WRIGHTBalance.com, or reach out on my Facebook public figure page, Sabrina A. Wright, or shoot me a text at 360-624-1585. And we're back with my guest, Ryan Daly. Ryan, this has been so incredible and so exciting because you broke it down so simply on how everything between our ears works and how to activate it. If in this last segment, if you would, leave the listeners with some really, I want you to leave them with so many things, but what would you, other than the exercise of changing want to choose and changing goals to outcomes, I would recommend that they do just what you did, and that was that you create your vision dream board, whatever you want to call it, your outcome board, and that you do start to change your vocabulary. Once they're practicing those things, what's next? Where to? What can they see?
So I actually would challenge Sabrina for them to do those things. And I that's exactly what you started. But there is one thing I've learned, and it's when I teach this or other principles or even in business, we are ever learning and never coming to a knowledge of the truth. And what that means is we're in a society where we seek knowledge and we seek truth, but then we never really apply it. And so the real lesson is it isn't so much what you do after those things. It's being disciplined enough to sit down tonight and to actually make a list of the choices you have in your life. Make a list of the highest choices, the highest outcomes that you would like to see in your life. And be as limited as you currently are. So most people, when they start this, they find themselves making short lists of my highest choices to pay the bills this month, my highest choices, and they get very limited in their potential. Right? That's okay. That's absolutely okay to start. For me, the fact that you start is where you start to see the impact of this in your life. And then you start to, it's not so much that the behavior changes, it's that suddenly your outcomes become bigger and they become larger and they go from paying the bills to paying off the house. That was my first, that was the first big one. The first one was a book. I am a book collector. And our first one was my highest choice is I find this first edition of this particular book. That's how it started because I was testing it and I was learning it and I found it in like 3 months. And it's a book that takes people decades if they never find it at all, verify it at all. So I thought that was a real, real weird coincidence. But let's try this out. And my highest choice, was to pay off my house by the time I was 30. And I wrote that up on the board and that became the big one. But what happened was I started to learn and do more and more, and I was able to accomplish that. And that was something that growing up in an impoverished family that was important for me, whether it's right or wrong to have a house because of finances, I don't know, but for me it was important. It's authentic to myself. And so suddenly it opens up huge opportunities. So I wouldn't say that you go on to the next thing. I would say you master that act of making a list,
mm-hmm.
being intentional about what that is, and knowing that those highest choices are actually going to impact your life meaningfully. Put them somewhere that you can see them. Say them verbally a couple of times and regularly. Focus on it. Say. But you don't have to do it every day. You could do it every day. Just make sure you see it somewhere. One trick that people will do is they'll write it on their phone and they'll make it their screen saver. So every time they go to open their phone, they just see it, their highest choices. And then my challenge isn't to do more after that. My challenge is to think bigger.
Ooh.
You have so much potential as a human being with choice. And in a world where no one is making a choice but you, and there are few of us and far between, our potential to choose our highest outcomes and to have bigger outcomes and grander outcomes, whether it's in our family life, our personal life, financially, our spiritual life, we are living well below our potential and our needs. So think bigger. That's what I would say. So test it first, prove it, and then hold fast to it. Write the list, test it, say it a couple times, do some easy ones, right? Do some easy ones, you think? And you'll notice, oh, that was a coincidence. That's an interesting coincidence. I did this exercise, and suddenly it happened. And it didn't happen out of nothing. It did things to make it happen. Interesting. Try something bigger, and then try something bigger. And then you get to this point where you're putting up six figures on the board, or you're putting something else up, and they're like, I don't know how this is happening, but I know I'm doing it, and I am doing work. That's coming out of nothing. I am doing work, but it doesn't feel nearly as hard as it used to. Because now you're alive. Now your unconscious brain says, I know what we're trying to do, and I can help you do that. Instead of, what do you want? I can make sure you want. I love it. You just try to help and think bigger.
Incredible. You touch my heart every time we talk, and I can't thank you enough for your insight, for your encouragement, for your counsel, and for the man that you are. And I want to thank you so much for being on our show today. So, folks, this is Sabrina Wright with Live the Good Life Show. Reach out. Let's continue the conversation. TheRightBalance.com is the website. Sabrina A. Wright is the public figure page on Facebook. And you can always text me, 660-1585. Until next time, Ryan, I love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sabrina.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright. Tune in on the second Thursday of next month at 11 a.m. Pacific for more tips, tricks, and insights to help you invest in your best self. Find balance in your lifestyle and watch yourself evolve into who you're meant to be. For more information about Sabrina and her services, visit therightbalance.com. That's the right, W-R-I-D-H-T, balance.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
Good afternoon. Eric Reiner here with you on KKNW. Well, not technically afternoon here for another minute. We are approaching noon, though. Southbound I-5, as we take a look at our traffic here, is struggling from 520 on down to the I-90 interchange, and you're going to find slowing on southbound 405 in the Newcastle area. Aside from that, things looking pretty good around the sound, despite a little bit of rain coming down here and there. 167, though, northbound, finding some slowing south of State Route 18 in the Sumner area.
This report is sponsored by UPSjobs.com.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Lawyers for former President Trump are making another attempt to block the release of documents from the Trump White House. The House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack is demanding hundreds of pages. President Biden is not in the way. Trump's leader to America.